Hold on. Let's get ready.
Blog Talk Radio.
I sometimes find it to be very comical. Good evening. This is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge the Hodge podcast on Blog Talk Radio with our podcast this evening, The Attic. Weekly we get together and we discuss, when I say we, I mean me and the crew. We get together and we discuss issues that affect our everyday life, but we bring it to you in a way or a version that you may not be used to hearing. So again, we try to make it very entertaining, but informative, for a group of people who need to be informed. Hey, listen, let me stop with the impromptu monologue and let's get to the show. Hey, and as we get to the show, this is Kenny Hodge. Hey, listen, we started off our show tonight. I'm sorry. Sometimes I just get so anxious and so excited about going to the show. I forget about my crew. Hey, crew, are we on board? Are we ready to sail?
Yes, we are, my brother.
Sail on, my brother. Sail on.
I got baby sister and Lionel Richie with me. Oh, that's right. Let's get ready.
Hello? 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 Oh. Went dead. Everything went dead, huh? Yeah. What happened? Oh. Mm-hmm. Are you on the corner?
Them and y'all, y'all crew.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess we're having some technical difficulties, but we can move on. Anyway, moving right along. Baby boy, are you there?
Yeah, man.
Nurse Carmen, you there?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. Who else is on the line?
That's it. Actually, I'm texting now. I'm trying to
is it just us
see what the problem is. Yeah, they probably don't hear us.
Okay. Well, we can continue on until they're
right.
Until they figure out what the technical difficulties are on their end.
Okay.
All right. I believe we were going to discuss about the ministers, correct, baby boy?
Correct.
You want to start that off? I think it was in regards to what you had sent out.
This thing on how dirty preachers are, how they be messing with the women in their church. And, you know, it's just all out there on YouTube and stuff. It's been out there for quite some time.
Right, right.
Did you get a chance to take a look at it all, Nurse Carmen?
No, I didn't, no. But I've been hearing
stories. You might want to talk to the messenger about sharing.
Okay.
You want to enlighten her about it, baby boy? Mm. A little bit about what it was about?
Yeah, I just
did. At least one of the links, anyway.
I just did. I'm trying to talk and text because the messenger.
why, is there one pastor up in general that we're talking about? Because I've heard many, many stories. In fact, has had them on some on her show. Fix them.
It's different pastors. All over.
Yeah, I've heard many stories, yeah.
And some of them are messing with, like, 13, 14-year-old girls.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Oh, see, I always thought they were. I thought they were grown women. I didn't know they was young, 13 or 14.
Like, all the stories I heard, they were grown women. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know they were 13.
No, there's a couple actually. I think up there in Ohio, three guys.
Ooh.
They saw them in Ohio.
Really,
three
with young girls.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Now, I know the one link you had sent me, there was this one gentleman, he came to the church supposedly to approach the pastor, and an altercation ensued, and the pastor shot him.
Oh, wow.
And it was in regards to his wife. I think he got his wife pregnant. Is that correct, baby boy? He got his wife pregnant?
Wow. Yep.
So, I mean, I'm like, now you coming to confront the pastor about getting your wife pregnant, and the pastor shot him.
The man of God.
You know.
That's what the man of God did. He shot him, huh?
Wow.
Oh, messenger, you back?
Pastor Duray, right?
Okay.
It was Pastor Duray?
Right.
Yeah, Pastor Duray. That's what all his name is.
Oh, okay. I see. All right.
Somebody want to say they don't talking with the messenger and the brother, they don't know, but listening to them pimps shoot their message. But I'm just saying. But I'll get you on that at a later date. All right, I ain't forgot.
that's another story, right?
That's
right.
Another story. Yeah.
Yeah, but we were just talking about the men of God and how they're leading their flock astray.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I know that's what I'm saying.
Leading into the bedroom.
What the pimp did was took his game off the street and brought it into the church.
Wow.
And see, ain't going to have nobody walking up and down the street selling nothing, because they come right to you and give you their money. And you got you another flock. You let some men come in.
Well, if you look at a lot of the churches, the women outnumber the men.
Yeah,
you know,
always.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, they outnumber them like
that's
70
true.
To 30, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, you got to make a
look
at
that. No,
look, when you're trying,
they ain't got to be. They don't care.
No.
They don't care if it's men in there or not.
I know that.
As long as
they
got the women in there paying and praying, that's all that matters.
But you said playing and praying?
Yeah, no, I said playing and paying. It ain't about the praying. Yeah, no.
No.
It ain't about the praying.
I'm going to do some counseling. Come on, sister so-and-so. You need to bend over and pray. And I'm going to get behind you to support you.
You mean they're going that hard? That's how they're doing it now.
Wow.
If they're doing it right,
pretty much. Pretty much. But truth of the matter, they've been doing it like that forever and a day. We
just have
a blind eye to it because we keep putting them on this pedestal like they so special, and they not, y'all. Tune in on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. You hear?
But that's some for real shit. They not, cause I mean. Just think about here go the whole con game. I'm sorry, here go the whole con game. Whole con game is you meet me every day on some wicked shit. You meet me at a certain place, a certain time, give me some money, and I'm going to tell you the same stories that's in that book that you keep in the house for the last 100 years. Think about that. But because I'm...
And the same story...
Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead. And the same story that I've been telling you over and over. Every Christmas, you know, you get the Christmas sermon. Every Easter, you get the Easter sermon. Easter sermon. And then they got a change up.
No, it's a bullshit.
All they
got
to do is have a nice sounding voice. They got a nice sounding voice and know how to talk. And then next thing you know, they got you giving you their money because God says so. God gave you money, and he told you to turn around and give it back to somebody else.
But think about this, though. That, now, for real, though, that shit do sound nice when they hoop it up just a little bit, though.
Well, and that's what it is. It sounds nice.
Well,
no, you're right.
It's like a theater. I'm going to tell you a story, but depending on my acting or my level of ability to be an actor will determine if you're going to come back and watch this play next Sunday. But, you know, it's so funny because I do apologize because I meant to go on YouTube because they tell me, and I haven't checked this out. I'm sure somebody in the panel will know. They tell me that these summer guns, they are so, I say like my daughter would say, trifling, that they got a category on YouTube for preachers that cheat. Anybody seen that category?
Yeah.
I've heard about it.
Yeah. Baby boy hooked me up with it.
So what kind of shit is on there?
You name it, it's on there. You name it, it's on there. It ain't nothing that they ain't doing. Because all they did was took their game outside, their game with the gift of gab from outside and brought it into the church. And once they got into the church, because people act like they ain't got no sense, they make them Lord and Savior. And ain't that what a pimp want to be, Lord and Savior? Especially to the bottom one, right?
Speaking of bottom, even if he married, somebody always trying, and she his bottom bitch, somebody always trying to take that position.
Yeah. Yes. Right there in the church. And all and everybody going there thinking they meeting God there and every kind of game going on but the game of getting to know God.
So is it safe to say that the church ain't full of nothing but a bunch of pimps and hoes?
I ain't gonna say hoes.
I like to think it's more in there than just that.
Because they got a couple.
Everybody in there ain't pimps and hoes.
No. Pimp hoes and confused people. And
there
scared.
You go. Clean it up for me. There you go.
That's what they scared. They scared that if they don't listen to what somebody, that same story that somebody been telling through generation, that they going to miss the mark and not get to the place that they already at.
So think about
it. That's why a lot of them, man.
Every religion got their shit that they do. Right now, as we talk about the Methodists, they just some freaks. They out there with the freak elite going on. If we switch over to the damn Catholics, oh, they some freaks too, but they only want to freak with little boys and shit. Y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So everybody got their sexual prowessness that they have attached to their religion. So, but none of it ain't got shit to do with getting to God though. None of it.
And they always telling you, and they telling you you shouldn't be doing it, and they doing it. Because if you do it, you're going to hell. Now, wait a minute. You got the word that I'm going to hell if I do it, but then you going to turn around and do it? And God love you so much that you ain't going to hell, but I am?
No, what really happened is them niggas realize, even if I'm going to hell, I'm going to have a good time before I get there. Yeah, I might be on my way there. But for right now, keep the party going.
Right, so if I'm going to keep the party going for me, then why can't you keep the party going for you? You know what I'm saying? And
But here's the thing, though. That's why the thing is, God is a forgiving God, though, no matter what I'm sitting up here telling you. So you can go out there and party all week long and just come in here and listen to me talk and take your money and give you forgiveness. All you got to do is ask God for forgiveness, and you can start that cycle all over again. It's like going out one night and getting drunk, and you wake up, and you be like, man, I'll never do that again, and you're right back at it.
Here's something that normally you could catch this on Thursdays at 11 o'clock on The Messenger Presents. normally you could catch this, but let me tell you this. This is something that people just can't accept. That God is so good that he don't care about none of that stuff. He's not forgiving you. He's forgiving you for what? Whatever it is you did, if you did it and it worked to your glory, good. And if it didn't, you will pay the consequences for whatever you did. Nothing by him. God ain't sitting up there waiting for you to forgive him because forgive somebody because you looked at somebody the wrong way. He's not. He don't need that. That's such a that's petty.
Think about it.
You
I
think the creator of all this universe is.
I was made beautiful, but I don't want anybody to look at me. I'm sorry, but if you're beautiful, I think that's what we have eyes for.
Mm-hmm.
And I know y'all bug when I say this, but
so then what does that mean when you're looking at somebody and lusting after them? Isn't that when it becomes the sin?
That means,
yeah, you're beautiful, but nobody shouldn't be looking at you and lusting.
That's all part of procreating, being fruitful and multiplying.
I mean, I hear what I'm trying to understand is the number one commandment is love ye one another as yourself, to love God and then love ye one another. That's what it's about, love.
So you're saying the priest ain't wrong?
Now, is the priest wrong? Not if that's what, they're wrong because they're hurting a child. But now if that was another grown man that they was doing that to and they both was okay with it, what?
Keep the party going, that's what you're saying?
But to me, if you're looking at a woman that's beautiful and you're lusting after her and she's another man's wife, then isn't that a problem?
Well,
but hey, wait a minute. Before we
it's another man's wife.
But we're talking about the preacher man tonight, though.
That was one of the scenarios in this situation
because
of those links that Baby Boy sent out. It was a preacher who killed one of the members' husbands because he got her pregnant, and the husband approached her, approached him, came to the church to approach him, and he shot the husband.
Right.
Is that correct, Baby Boy?
That's correct. I'll take your word on that.
Okay. I'm just asking.
What I'm saying is, it's a problem, but it's a problem for the one that it's not being received at. That's where the problem comes in at. But because there's a problem, it's not like God just put a strike against him. What the strike against that guy is if he messed with that woman and that husband confront him and beat his butt. That you sow what you reap what you sow. That's the problem. It's not God sitting up there mad at him now because he's looking at somebody else.
Hey, baby boy, who shot who? The preacher shot the man or the man shot the preacher?
No, the preacher shot
the
husband.
The preacher.
Oh, that's wrong.
The preacher was packing in church.
He was what?
Yeah, the preacher was packing in church.
Oh.
Right. And the husband came to the church to approach the preacher about getting his wife pregnant. And the preacher shot him in the church, shot him dead, if I'm not mistaken. Yes.
Wow.
That's how that went down.
Okay. Well,
so,
first of all, if you're going to an assembly where guns are required or people carry guns, you might not want to go there.
Well,
but
I'm sure her husband didn't know that the preacher was
right.
Strapped. He was in church.
Right. He was in church.
But he didn't expect the pastor to be strapped.
Right.
You know what? But for real, that happened to me. If I'm lying, I'm flying. One of the ministers at I won't mention the church, but he didn't. I mean, let me slow down. Something like that happened to me. All right.
Oh,
he just
okay.
Yeah. Let me clean that up because I ain't no fun with
watch
that.
Out there now.
Yeah. No, one of the pastors at a church disrespected my ex-wife. And yeah, I went to the church to whip his ass. I did. I'm not playing. And I was watching. And I was into the word at that time. And the word told me, get in your car and go beat his ass. That's what you do. That's what I thought the word told me. But I went to the church. I did. Look at here, man. I went to the church, went inside the church, and for some reason, man, you know, my man came at me correct. I apologize, baby. I was out of line. But anything less than that, that might have been me y'all talking about on the podcast today. Yeah, that might have, but I would have been the preacher in that episode though.
Mm.
Yeah, but they got some shit with them, man. And I just, you know, just a quick moment to let people know. But you know, even though I say that about preachers, again, we don't, everybody ain't in that category. There are some people out there, again, who just believe the wrong message, and they are true to that message they believe. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, because if all I know is the Bible, and that's what I'm putting out to people, and I'm putting it out trying to live as good as I could possibly live, I mean, there are a few of those folks out there. Yeah, there are. And one of them happened to reside in Alabama that I know personally. Yeah, that's that Reverend Fernell Pendleton. That nigga real with his, yo. I'm serious, he is. If I had to go back to church, that's the kind of no, I won't even say that. But he real with his. But let's leave that alone right there. But because I can't go back.
Well, no, because, right, because
yeah.
He's a good brother with good intention. And
yes,
church
he is.
Had good intention, but what happened is they let the business aspect of it take over, and because they let the business aspect take over, when the business aspect took over, God moved out.
But speaking of good intentions, I'm trying to segue. But speaking of good intentions, do you think the Tennis Association had good intentions for Sister Williams? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a whole other,
you know, I'm sorry. That's just flipping sad. And for all my audience that listens to me, that hear me, when I flip it, I'm just trying to be somewhat PC correct on this podcast.
Can you say that?
You
can
know
you say
what
that again, brother?
I'm trying to
say that again, brother.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying, so speaking of good intentions, that's just some bullshit. I'm sorry. We'll leave the flipping out. That's just some bullshit, what they did to that sister on a tennis match. Did anybody happen to catch it?
Yeah.
I mean, so why you think they fucking with Serena like that?
Because they don't want her to tie or break that record. That's what it is.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
That's
she's
part
sister.
Of it.
Well, what's the other part?
And what's the what's the other part?
She black.
That's the part. That's the whole thing in a nutshell, right there.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. They don't want a black woman to break that
record. That's right. That's it. That's right.
And so, I mean, the shit that I hear about her now, first it was her outfits. And again, I'm not a tennis fan, but I think in Wimbledon that there is a dress code. The rest of the matches, U.S. Open, they don't have that. So, if you had enough foresight, I'm going to get back to the disrespect of her recent thing, but they started with her, what she wears.
Right, with the dress code. Right.
So Wimbledon has a dress code, and when she plays at Wimbledon, she adheres to the dress code. Now, when I go play the U.S. Open and these other places that have no dress code, that's some bullshit you're talking about what
I
wear.
That's right. That's right.
Exactly.
Now, let's speed that up to the shit that just happened the other day. She, now in the media, she's disgraced. She's this. She blew her cool. But like I said, before we even get deeper into that, anybody remember this young, mild mannered, very very professional, always soft spoken, tennis player named the Mac Attack, John McEnroe.
Remember him? He's known for his antics.
Shit, man.
He's
exactly.
Known for his antics.
Yes, he
That's
is.
Right.
Yes, he is.
But
you're right when
him,
he was doing it.
Yeah, his shit made him famous.
That's
his
right.
John McEnroe could throw shit at you. You
that's
know,
right.
Slam a racket.
They drop and the F word, break tennis rackets and everything.
All day.
Yep.
And again, that just shows that's fucked up, man. I mean, that's the best tennis player in the world right now. Damn it, she should demand, well, not demand, she should just be given a whole lot more respect than that, man. That's
right.
Just crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, she never got the respect. She just
no, she didn't.
Because
no.
They never gave her the respect, because if they gave her the respect, they wouldn't have came at her like they did this last
time.
That's
right.
They've been looking for an opportunity for the last 10 years. And she was just so awesome that they couldn't mess with her. But now she's starting to slow down a little bit. And so now they're ready to get in her butt. And just think about it. She's slowing down, but it's still taking the very youngest and the very best to beat her. And she's on the downside now.
Well, you know, like I said, nothing in life, or let's just keep it in the sports genre, nobody stay on top all the time. But just the fact that they're trying to force her demise is what's fucked up about this whole thing, man.
Right.
Well, technically, they tried to force her demise when she first started, but she was just her and her sister was just so good. Mm-hmm. They tried to come after the mama. They tried to come after the daddy.
What I
mean?
They tried fucking with her father, but they found out that where he from? Where he from? Called tongue.
He's not the one. He's not the one.
That's right. He sure isn't.
Why that nigga said up front? No, I'm not that guy that you bring that bullshit to and think it's just a walk. Yeah, so I think he's getting, like, you know, like with Tiger Father, they fuck with Tiger Father. You ain't never ran, whatever. But they tried to jump on, what's his name?
I forget his name.
We'll call him Mr. Williams.
You better. That's all you better call him.
He said, don't come for me unless I send for you.
Absolutely.
Yes, he did. But you know, but I think that's just a again, that's just a I don't know, it's just a lack of total respect. And think about this on a deeper level. And that level being because she is black and because she is outstanding at what she does, people form hatred. Is that crazy?
That is crazy.
I mean, is that crazy? You come into a game, and again, all the sports that blacks were kept out of, once we get in it, it's going to be a different sport. Why you think we wear them long-ass basketball shorts now? That wasn't always black folks are taking over. Remember back in the day, your basketball, the shorts Julius Erving played in, they'd be considered Daisy Dukes today.
That's right. Hot pants.
Yeah, they were rather short.
As long as Tiger forgot that he was black and was acting like he was white, he was the apple of their eye. As soon as they found out he was doing some, it ain't even black stuff, because white people have affairs and stuff too. But they tried to make it all. But as soon as that happened with Tiger, they did everything they could to make it seem like Tiger wasn't nothing.
Well,
so they just have a habit of, this is our thing and we tired of everything we get, and this is why they keep talking about they want their country back. Because anytime we get the opportunity, we shine. And they just so threatened.
Tiger
used to be their boy.
Right.
Hey, but look at here. I know we're talking about tennis, but just watch, since we dipped the golf real quick, they said Tiger had women in several hotels strategically located throughout the golf course, and any time there was a break or delay in action, the Tiger was up there mashing it out. they told me Tiger, it was his actions. If his name, I mean, if he had roots in the hood, they would be loving him, son. Tiger was a wild boy, man. But I won't even say wild boy. Tiger had the money and the influence or the affluence to do what he wanted to do. That's about it, man. Do your thing, Tiger Woods. In fact, if I was Tiger now, I'd be like, look, since y'all know, let me get that hotel over on hole 7 and that hotel over there on the back for my company. I'd keep my company with me. I would. If for whatever reason, if that's what made that man play the way he played, come on now. Make that call, Tiger. Make that call. Yeah, but getting back to Serena. Yeah, I mean, I just makes it so funny because, and this is like in the production meeting I was saying, and every bad in all situations, it's not all bad, because what I took out of that situation is, the crowd, black, white, together, understood that lady was being cheated or not and being hassled, and they came together. Now, again, I don't know if they came together because she was black. I don't know if they came together because she was a tennis player. It don't really matter what the damn reason was, but they came together. And when we come together united against wrong, doesn't matter who wrong is. Wrong could be black. And then you got black and whites uniting against that. That makes that a powerful movement. That is the movement I think that's going to save this country. I do. I would agree. Yeah, because without that, if we went back to the Jim Crow days where maybe white people wanted to support the oppressed, but they didn't. Now that's not the case. They we get mixed crowds on most protests and riots. You very rarely see the all black protests anymore.
Right.
You very rarely see that. And again, I wish there were no protests, but the fact that we are coming together as a nation and standing up. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not lost, okay? I'm not lost in space because I do understand who we are and where we are. But I'm saying moments like that, they give me hope that for the future that, hey, we can overcome this racist-ass nation that we live in and flip this shit around and make it the melting pot, the home of the free, land of the brave, for everybody. So I just had to get that off real quick, y'all. Sorry.
Well, brother, just so you know, brother, that's the only way it's going to happen if we come together as a people. Love ye one another. And it doesn't specify color, doesn't specify any of that. It's just one another. So we've got to learn how to be more loving instead of more hostile. And that's what the problem is. And this is what I'm saying about I hate to go back there again, but about churches and stuff. You've got more than half the population attend church. That you got more hatred and stuff in the world than anything. Something just ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go to church every Sunday and every Thursday and every Tuesday, and we still got all of this hatred for one another. So church is just something to do. You're not really I'm not talking about every single person, but the majority of them, they're not getting anything out of it. It's just a form or fashion that they've been brought up in tradition that they're doing.
Well, you think maybe Serena didn't pay her tithe, that's why the referee got on her?
No.
I think overall people just, even people that know the sport in and of itself, because Billie Jean King, she even commented that Serena was justified and was right in what she did.
She agreed
that ref was wrong. That umpire was wrong.
Right.
Right.
See, and again, that's the beauty of the shit, man, because back in the day, nobody probably would have stood up like that or in those types of those large numbers. But again, I just think it's funny that they said she had a meltdown. A meltdown? You pissed me. You know what? Adam took so much. And I
bet
you.
You can only take for so much.
Yeah.
You can only take for so much.
If she was to write a book about from her first professional match till yesterday, they could probably call that book Shades of Racism. Direct racism, because I bet you, being as good as she is, remember it wasn't too long ago where they wouldn't let black people join country clubs, and at some of the big openings, there was an issue because they didn't want the black golfers at their country club. I know that. I can imagine what she went through, and then having to deal with that, and then I'm still whipping ass every day. They thinking, well, wait a minute, what can we do to slow her down?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, and you would think again, we've come so far, but we really haven't.
Right.
We really have not.
I just don't.
And Billie Jean King went through a lot of that herself in tennis. Yeah. So I know she can relate because she supposedly, you know, she has, she broke down a lot of, you know, barriers herself, but as I'm sure she can see, there's still a lot more to go.
Who was that male tennis player? Bobby Riggs, right? She whipped Bobby Riggs' ass, right?
I think that's who it was.
Yeah. She was trying to show that women, you know, again, a different fight, but still a fight nonetheless, that women are
exactly.
just as good as men.
Right.
So
I'm sure she can relate. That's why I said she's a person, a woman that knows the game,
that's
knows
right.
struggle.
Yeah.
So she could definitely relate. So that spoke volumes for her to, you know, for her to say what she did in regards, you know, to Serena.
Yep.
Hey, is there anybody aware of the fact that the Bible is a main culprit of putting women down? I'm just saying. Get quiet.
Okay, messenger.
I'm just saying. The Bible don't want to make the woman think that
I would
she
ask
nothing.
You to. I would have to ask you to explain that. elaborate on that.
Elaborate on it is if you read anything in the Bible, you'll see whereas it was the woman, like for instance, with the first sin, which wasn't a sin, but who they blame that on? They blamed it on Eve. If you read the stories in the Bible, it tells you how the man is the head, the woman is supposed to hold her position in the back, just raising the kids, that type of stuff. Stay quiet.
Now, wait a minute. Now, hold on. I don't believe a lot of it, but you mean that part ain't true either?
Okay. I wanted you to just, you know, okay, so I see where you're going with that now.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
They call Mary Magdalene a whore because she followed after Jesus. They labeled her a whore. Now, she was hanging out with the Messiah, but all of a sudden she became a whore. Just because she was with him. She understood his teaching, so she had to take the rap of a whore. And she knew him better than any of the 12 disciples. And you ain't got to be no rocket scientist to figure and understand that. Understand why.
Now, let me ask you a question. Just I'm going to follow this cop conversation. So a whore would be one who has sex for, I'm just saying, for free. As opposed to a prostitute who would charge you, right?
That's my recollection of it.
I just want to make sure. Okay, go ahead.
Well, people always throw that term around and don't really know. People throw that around loosely and don't really know what that. You know what I mean?
Right.
When they call you a whore, you know. So they always take that out of context. But I hear what you're saying.
Man, do it. Man, do it. He a player. A woman, do it. She a whore.
Right.
only because this is the attic, I would never ask the question, how the hell we get from Serena Williams to hold a prostitute? Because, again, that's just what our podcast does.
Gender. He was talking about gender. Gender.
Yeah. I'm cool. I'm good. I tell people, when you tune into the attic, there's some things that we might talk about. But just always remember, we ain't never talking about what we talking about. I can't even steal that without giving credit to that. That was some shit I picked up at when I used to go to World Harvest. Rob Parsley used to say that. So I gave you a shout out, Rob, on my podcast. Rod, tell him in a minute. I ain't talking about what I'm talking about. And watch this. I'm gonna leave that right there. But tomorrow evening, brother messenger, if
thank
you
bro,
remind
thank
me
you.
About
thank
that, you. I'm gonna we'll do. I ain't talk about what I ain't talk about. But hey, here we go. But so let me ask you a question now. So now that she lost that match, what does that do for Serena? It's just a match loss, correct?
Right, match loss.
Well, she don't have nothing really to prove anymore. I mean, I don't think she has anything else to really prove.
That's right.
The only thing it does is she's not the winner of the U.S. Open. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, she's won enough championships, enough. I mean, she doesn't have really anything else to me, I don't think, to prove anymore.
Well, you know what it is? It's not nothing to prove. It's just like them last couple of years from what's that player? I can't say his name. Used to play for Chicago. They say he was very good.
He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
See, I can't say his name. I've taken an oath to LeBron James that I won't speak now.
Jordan.
That's Mike MJ. Yeah. I'm just joking. Mike was the man. He used to shit on the Knicks, so I can't give him his full love. But his last couple of years, he knew it was on. But when you are so good, let me tell you something. It takes a hell of a mind to just walk away and let that be. Nobody usually, I mean, even if she lost like 10 straight matches and then retire, she still retire on top. So,
she sure does. But I say walk away before you get to that point, though.
You
don't want
to
go out like that.
But you know, I can't hit five volleys back to back. But that next open, they're gonna pay me $14 million for showing up.
She don't even need the money like
about,
that. She really
does. It's
not
about money. It's not about the money, baby. It ain't about the money.
But that's what I'm saying. She don't even have anything else to prove either. Even,
right.
You know what I mean?
Wait,
sure
correct
so why
me,
put your body? Why put your body through that? Mentally, physically, why put yourself through it? You got a baby now, you married. You don't even need the aggravation. Seriously, you don't. Go live your best life. Be happy.
Yeah, but you got to understand.
It's actually the exercise, because if she don't get that exercise,
she gonna get a little large?
I'm sure she got a gym at the house.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, watch this.
Don't even say that.
I'm just saying, who said Lars was bad? I'm not from Europe.
I didn't say. I'm just saying.
I don't wear skinny jeans.
A lot of athletes retire and still stay in shape.
Oh, okay.
Yep, bro.
All right.
Hey,
we good. Long as she breathing, man. She's a sister. She's a queen.
That's right.
Once again, I didn't say it was bad.
No,
a lot of athletes retire and still can stay in shape. You don't have to still be playing the game to stay in shape.
Like who?
But listen,
like who?
When you are a competitive athlete, and listen, in fact, hold on, I got to segue for a minute. And
you said like who?
Yeah.
It's interesting that you asked that question about staying in shape after. I'm sorry, baby sis. Go ahead and respond back to Messenger. Then I'll talk about it. Like who?
I mean, I can't with him right now. I can't with that dude right now. Go ahead. I can't with him. Go ahead, Ken. Say what you guys say.
But when you are an athlete, when you got money, it gets beyond the money. It gets to the point where this is just what I still like to show these jokers what I got. It ain't about, again, because if she wanted to, she could just say, you know what, I had enough. That last match was good. Here's my boom, boom, boom. And had a little farewell party, and I'm done. But instead, I'm going to say this. I feel sorry for the Sultan Gun that have to play her next. That's gonna be a hard ass whip somebody.
She's very competitive.
Oh, yeah.
And she don't like to lose. She's very competitive.
Right.
And you gotta remember too, it ain't like she lost in the first round. I think wasn't it the semifinals or something that she lost in? So it ain't like she was no cakewalk on the first round and lost.
No, but that first player, again, everybody going to take some ass whoopings, but that first player and that first match with Serena, yo, if I was you, I would just practice with men just power-driving tennis balls at you, because whoever that is going to get their ass beat, yo.
Mm.
Yeah, they're going to get that ass beat.
I can see that happening.
To answer your question, Messenger, Strahan. Michael Strahan is still in good shape, and he's retired.
No, wait. Sure is.
Hold on, sister, first lady. You said that like, whoa. No, I'm saying that like, Messenger, you need to check Michael Strahan. But anyway, go ahead. He kind of big.
I mean, I'm just saying. And he's retired. He's still in good shape.
But
so,
I didn't
want
to get on that. But Odessa, I mean, most athletes stay in decent shape until, again, they just decide to let it all go. But look at most.
And
athletes.
I mean, and I don't know if we can. I don't know if we consider wrestling a true sport. But look at The Rock.
Yeah.
Need I go any further?
That's right.
Yeah.
Dwayne. Look at The Rock.
All right, but. Yeah, but with him, it was about the body. It wasn't even about the wrestling stuff.
But we just said athletes.
Well, I just said, I said, I don't know if we want to consider wrestling, but I just threw him in the mix because he doing what he do, and is he doing it?
Most athletes, they do stay in shape. I mean, look at your commentators. Troy. Oh, excuse me, I don't talk about Cowboys anymore. Let's talk about Phil Simms.
You're right.
He's another one, yeah.
But then
all them commentators still in shape.
But I don't know. I just think that, if I'm an athlete, after staying in shape for 10, 20 years, I'm in rigorous shape. And if I was to leave and do something else, yes, I'm going to put the poundage on. I'm never going to put it on to the point, I'm going to hope to stop before I get to that, just wheel me around stage. But I'm going to put it on, man. And then I'm going to try to work it off again. But I don't even know how we got there. Sorry, yo. I'm just joking. But, no, athletes stay in shape. They do. In fact, most of them do.
For the most part, they do. Yeah, they do.
For the most part, they do.
She might get a little thicker, but I think she'll be all right.
I bet you you find an athlete right now, Phil Simms, Odessa Turner, Strahan. Ask them to run 50 yards and see what happens.
Whoa. Man. Look at here. I'm 60 years old. I don't stay in shape nowhere near like they were in shape, man. And I run 50, man. Come on. You just slap it off. No, man. In fact, I currently... in practicing for a marathon. In fact, I ran about a mile last week.
Right.
Over 3 days, though. I did like a quarter mile one day. I'm playing,
right,
man.
Right, but don't.
Come on. 50,
yeah.
That ain't even right to ask. You can ask any athlete, man, to run 50 yards, man.
Well,
pretty much.
I use 50.
I mean, give them 50 yards.
Yeah.
I use 50 yards just a little to let you know.
Well,
that,
so what you saying, a mile?
Asking
to run a mile or two?
They ain't in that type of shape. They might be toned, but they ain't in no kind of shape. And a lot of that ain't toned. Because if you unbutton them buttons on them suits, you see
why you
some
going
guys.
Hold on, brother. Why you going?
I don't know which one. Get your boy. I don't know why he going there on him. Get him.
I ain't going nowhere on nobody. I'm just saying. I'm not going on them. Especially when I look down at mine, I ain't going there on them.
Right,
I'm just saying it is what it is.
Because the next time we go to Jersey and you see Odessa, you might have to explain it in there. I can see Odessa now. You're no black. What? I ain't in shape?
Hold on one second. Give me one of these. Whatever it was, you gotta do it again.
It was just an ooh.
Oh, okay.
That's better. No, but let's move on to the athletes, man, because I'm not caught in Jersey hanging out with my boys that play football, man.
Having to defend what your brother said.
I know y'all are saying.
Because you're taking it wrong.
Right.
You're taking it wrong. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with them for what they do, but they can't go out there in that shape and do what they've been doing. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
Y'all got me I'm calling them snobs and no good. I ain't saying that. I ain't mad at nobody. No, I'm not.
Moving on.
Hey, listen, let me go to the... That requires a change of voice. Hey, listen, we're going to move right into another segment. Doc, he was bullshit. Right, but anyway, hey, where we at? You know what? We've been talking a lot, and I haven't heard a whole lot from my baby boy tonight. But what I'd like to do is, since he's been kind of reserved, how about if you do our PSA as we try to get people mobilized to get involved in these issues and to pretty much just vote Democratic. Hey, baby boy, can you talk to the people for me, please?
Yes. This voting thing, you need to get out and vote, especially if you live in a Republican state. Because the Republicans, they're taking away all your rights. This guy that they're supposed to be trying to get into the Supreme Court, what's his name, Kavanaugh?
Kavanaugh.
Yes.
Yeah, he's just as dirty and crooked, and he's going to go along with reversing that Roe versus Wade. And I think we touched on that before. Shouldn't that mean a lot of women, if you ain't got the money, a lot of women ain't going to be able to afford abortions? Because if you got the money, you can go to a doctor. Money talk. For the poor woman, money don't talk. You ain't got it.
So you just got to be quiet.
That'll find about 12 steps.
12 steps. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You a mess.
You
a mess.
He did not say
find 12 steps. No, he did not.
Sister Sunshine was talking about the coat hanger, but I was thinking the steps is a lot less messier.
Okay. But now let me ask you a question, though.
Wow.
After delivering such an awesome and very fucking motivating message, do you think that we reached enough people that we could say, based on what the fuck you just said, we gonna go vote? Let's take that from the top. Hold on. We're gonna have a redo.
Well, I gotta translate.
Well, hold on one second. No, we're gonna do this over. Good evening. At this point of the show, I haven't heard a lot from my from baby brother. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna have baby brother do our voter awareness and voter, let's get registered, let's vote drive. Hey, baby brother, talk to the people, please.
Yes, we need to get out and vote. Because Republicans, once again, they messing stuff up. They're taking away your rights, and you don't even know it. You ain't going to know it until it's too late. And by then, it's a done deal. And with this guy that they're trying to get in for the Supreme Court, he's another part of their plan to help strip you of your right. So you need to get out and vote. Definitely.
What rights are they trying to strip?
Huh?
What rights are they trying to strip?
Everything.
Healthcare?
You not did it. Yep, there you go.
Okay.
I y'all want a list of things, right? Everything. That covers everything.
He said, I told y'all. I told y'all everything.
No, you want to get all, as some people know, you want to get all specific or pacific. And now I got to start naming things. I didn't do my homework on that. But it's everything.
You had no homework, sir. You had no homework. But I
forgot to give myself an assignment.
You got to give yourself an assignment. Looky, look.
Yeah, so I get an F.
You hear that messenger? He got to give himself an assignment.
Now, ask me, do I care?
Sure you do.
I got an F.
Do you care? Do you care, baby boy?
No, I don't. Not at all. I should have known better. I'm disappointed in myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'll get over it.
But don't be too hard on yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
I just gave myself like a 30-second timeout.
Okay.
So
okay, that's good.
Then.
There you go.
Hey,
all right.
But hey, Sister Sunshine on?
No, I just mentioned their name.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, but down in Florida, like I said, my man Gillum, again, in fact, right now, he's a little ahead in the polls. Get out, register, vote. I'm just going to try to echo what Baby Brought so eloquently put to you. I'm just going to try to echo that we have to get involved, man. If you sit aside, this is a very important time right now. This is a time where we have to control, as Democrats, to slow down the nonsense of the Republicans. Because let me tell you something, folks. You always hear me talk about an abracadabra. Well, you pay attention to Omarosa. You ain't got to pay a whole lot of attention to her. But something she said the other day, I always do. Y'all think about Trump. You'll beg for Trump when they kick Trump ass out of office and Mike Pence get to take over. So if we don't have Democratic control over the House and Congress, even though Trump pretty much going to get impeached, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he's just going to quit. Just based on what I see right now, that leaves us with Mike Pence. And let me tell you something. He is, they say, I don't know him personally. I never checked out his dossier. I don't know anything about him. But they say he is a very, very anti-black type person. You know, this stopped me from calling him wicked. So, again, Trump, it's about getting control of the House so the Democrats have a majority voice to stop some of this nonsense that's going on. So it's very critical, and we have to play our part. We cannot sit at home and hope someone else is going to do it. We can't do that. We can't.
Absolutely.
You got Barack, and right now, they're nervous right now. They're on a whole new level of, I don't know what the fuck to do right now. Because my sister King came back out the corner, and I just called him King jokingly. Barack Hussein said, you know what? How the Godfather say it? I was over here minding my business, but these motherfuckers just made me get back in the race. I didn't want to come back. But every time I try to go, I got to read his tweets. They pulled me back in. So, and again, his popularity, and again, because he was just an outstanding president, is going to pay dividends. I just hope that when we pull together to stop this bullshit, man, that we set a new course, man. But that course.
Hey, brother.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You know Mike Pence is a very religious man, right?
Damn that, man. That's why he's so. Watch this. It was religion. Watch this, man. See? Stop. I ain't going to do that. It was religion that told the slave owners that we was cursed. And it wasn't their fault. It was God's fault. So you just crop that tobacco, nigga, and you deal with God when I send your ass to the afterlife. So that fact of him being religious just lets me know that his evilness, again, if it is true what they say about him, because I really don't know, but the fact that you're going to throw that religion on top of it, that's a whole new level of not giving a fuck. I'm just sorry. So my point is we got to get out. We got to mobilize. We have to, again, each one, go get one. Help make sure that,
yes.
Absolutely. Because I try to keep it 100. If you like the bullshit that's going on right now, if you in that group of people that like that, then you like what you got, what you like. But I'm saying, if you don't, please do not sit at home hoping someone else is going to champion this cause. Everybody get your ass up. Make sure you register and go and vote in large numbers, because anything close is going to be the same as you lost. Doesn't matter if you know, anything close, even though there are no electoral votes, they still got cheating-ass people in the election process. So anything close, Democrat going to probably take an L on it. So we have to get out, and we have to motivate people to vote in large numbers.
Yep.
So
Vote like your life depends on it.
Because it does. You heard what
the
baby boy
said. Yeah, that's what I said. Vote like your life depends on it.
Because I don't want nobody having to make a choice between the 12-step process, man. I don't want nobody to have to do that, man.
Yeah, well, he's definitely getting in, though.
See?
You can't stop that.
Who?
Well, you can, but it's
by tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll know, right? Because tomorrow, it'll be determined what's going to happen tomorrow.
Let me tell you something. If they vote that man, if the fact that the person who appointed him or recommended him is possibly getting ready to face federal charges, and they still vote him into the Supreme Court, then let me tell you something, man. Fuck them too, man. Because this shit is really fucked. This is, excuse my language, but this is just really messed up. Because I'm sorry, at the very least, I could see them saying, listen, your whole shit going to be put on hell until we find out what's going on with this motherfucker over here, with this guy over
here.
That's
what should happen. That's the way
now,
it should be.
And then, well, I said, you're not kicked out. You're not disqualified. But I'm just saying, your whole shit is on hold right now. This checks out. We'll go through the process. You still don't have the job, but you are still the candidate, and we're not going to fill it until this is resolved. That's some shit that I would think would make sense.
Right.
But if they,
because he's going to be this, he's going to be that swing vote if it comes down to 45 being impeached or not.
Watch this.
He will be that deciding vote on the Supreme Court.
But we're going to end right there because we're not going on 4-5 tonight. So, hey, listen, that's our time. Again, let the church say amen. All you preachers out there preaching that bullshit, stop. Stop. Get a life, man. Go get a real job and stop telling people that shit that you're telling them. And how about telling them that they are godly and they don't need to be giving you their money. Go help somebody else. Also, the Tennis Association. Y'all need to stop your bullshit also. Respect one of the greatest tennis players in the world and treat her like the champion that she is. She should have red carpet rolled out to her no matter where the hell she goes. The fact that she is the greatest that we have right now. That's all I'm saying. Doesn't matter if she's red, black, or green. All right? She's the best.
She's thick, too. She's thick.
Yes, but I wasn't going to touch that.
That's why I did.
She's gorgeous. She's beautiful, man. That's what she is. I mean, so roll all that together. Yeah.
I got all 10 fingers on her. I'm going to touch that.
But anyway, as we were saying, I should have said this like 20 seconds ago. Good night. Good night, everybody.
And please go vote. Make
Good
sure
night.
You vote.
Go vote.
There you go.
Vote. Yeah, we got to have
you tell you. The next time you tell your man, your husband, a boyfriend, you're pregnant, he might want to take a walk.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.